today, 2018, April 25th. So I have the opportunity to come to the San Jose, the Mahavari Society, the brother and sister in the Dhamma, so to give the Dhamma gift to you. I am very glad and appreciate and also thank all of you. So because of that, firstly, according to our Burmese traditions, we would like to pervade the loving kindness by sharing the one of the verses from the Paritta chanting. That is, Mahakaruniko natro hitaya sava paninam purintwa parmi sava pato sambodhi muktamam itina satcha vajina sutiti hodu sabada. Mahakaruniko means the blessed one, the Buddha. He possessed the great compassion. Natro means the leader of the three worlds. Human world, Deva world, and the Brahma worlds. Purindra Parami Sabha. He had fulfilled all the Parami. What is the purpose? He had fulfilled the Parami. Hidaya Sabha Paninan. For the welfare of mundane and supramundane happiness of the all beings. Our Buddha had fulfilled all the Paramis, and because of accomplishment of his fulfillment of the Parami, he attained there. So Arhata Pat and Fruition ends omniscience knowledge. Because of that, he had became the Buddhahood. Itena Sicha Vajina. By saying these truths. So today, Hotu Sabhata. Always may you be well and happy and attain the supreme bliss of the Nibbana. Today, the brother giving the title is from the Anapana, to develop the Vipassana meditation. Really, so if I have to explain very wide explanation according to the our Pa'al Searaji teaching. So, also, do you write this Anapana meditation every day? So, do you write this? Yeah. So really, Anapana meditation also, you must practice daily. How to practice Anapana meditations? So firstly, I will explain briefly. Because if you like, really Anapana meditation is very useful for all beings, all human beings, not the Buddhists only. So Buddhists or Christian or any religions or non-religions, or if they practice Anapana meditation daily, he can get the enjoyment or happiness or essence of the life from the Anapana meditations. Because you see, we are breathing every day for our life from our mother wombs, getting out, our mother deliver us. Then from that time, we are breathing for our life moment after moment. But we didn't apply, we didn't take the essence from this mindfulness of breathing. If you are able to practice Anapana meditations, you can get the enjoyment and happiness in this life, and because of developing the concentration, you can develop the insight knowledge, Vipassana meditation also. Because of that, before you meditate Anapana meditations, so according to Buddhist traditions, so you can pay homage to the Buddha Namo Tassa three times. And also, you can pervade the loving kindness. Later on, you must choose the sitting posture. Sitting posture also, any posture you can meditate. But sitting the cross-legged position is better to develop the concentration. Cross-legged also, half lotus posture, full lotus posture, but for the beginner, putting the leg side by side is better. Because if you put side by side only, because of not resting each other, you will not get the numb and pain feeling quickly. Because of that, for the beginner, put side by side is better. But if you are the skillful meditator, you can put, you can practice, you can sit half lotus or full lotus posture. After that, you should keep your body straight position and should not bend your spine and the neck. Why? Because of bending neck and spine, you will get the numb and painful back edge and the neck edge also. Because of that, keep the straight positions. So not too tight, just relax and comfortably only. Keep your upper body straight position. Then you can put your hand on each other. And also sometimes because of putting long time, if you feel so warm, you can put your palms on the knee also. Later on, so close your eye end. You should test your nostril by using the two finger end. Try to breathe in. Can you notice two nostrils? One nostril is breathing easily and clear. One nostril is a little bit blocked and stuck. So don't pay attention to the blocked and stuck side. And more pay attention, so more clearer and more easier side. You will find your breath and your concentrating mind and the breath will be harmonized and you can develop so easier also. Because we are breathing within the 1 hour, one nostril only, not two nostrils. Because of that also, sometimes it changes. Sometimes, so left side is more easier and more clearer, right side is blocked. Sometimes right side is open and easier and clearer breathing, and so left side is blocked. Because of that, don't pay attention, stuck and blocked side, and pay attention, more easier and more clear side. You will find your breath. After finding breath, at which place to concentrate, there are two simile. Simile of the saw and simile of the gatekeeper. When you cut the wood with the saw, you put your attention at the wood and saw touching place. You doesn't follow the saw movement. In the same way, if you touch, if your breath touch at the nostril, trying to know your breath at the touching point of the nostril. If your breath touch at the upper lip, trying to know at the touching point of the upper lip. So don't follow with the in breath and don't follow with the out breath. Here also you may ask, we must merely concentrate on the touching point or on the breaths. Another simile is gatekeeper, doorkeeper example. You see, gatekeeper, doorkeeper, check the, examine the people who pass at his gate. He doesn't lock the gate. Because of the, if you are merely concentrate at the touching point, it look like the gatekeeper, looking the gate only. Not the checking the people who pass at his gate. Because of that, so touching point is look like the gate only. At the touching point, you must know the in-breath and out-breath. So the gatekeeper, he doesn't follow and check inside the people or outside the people. So like that way, at the touching point, try to know you are in and out-breath. Don't follow with the in-breath, don't follow with the out-breath. At the beginning, initially, if you like to label, or if you like to recite, or if you like to note, so you can recite in, out, in, out. But when your mind is calm, no need to recite in, out, in, out. Otherwise, because of recitations, you will get the tiredness or you will not get the calmness. Your breath may be cross. Because of that, initially only, if it is the mind is wander a lot, trying to use the recitation method, noti method, labeling method, in, out, in, out. But when your mind calm, you don't say any words and you can practice just knowing in and out breath also. Later on, because of our mind nature, the monkey mind, if your mind wandering a lot, you can use the counting method. Counting method is, you can count your breath in, out, one, in, out, two, in, out, three, in, out, four, in, out, five, in, out, six, in our 7th, in our 8th. That also should not count less than 5 in, should not count more than 10. What is the reasons? Should not count less than 5 in, should not count more than 10. So if you count less than number also, look like that you do the walking meditation in the narrow path. Because of the path is narrow, you will not get good concentrations. Also, if you count more than 10, 100 to 1,000 numbers, initially you can aware the, on the breath and the numbers. But when you are counting numbers are bigger and bigger, you will more aware on the numbers only. You cannot perfectly aware on the breath. Because of that reason, should not count less than 5 and should not count more than 10. Between 5 and 10, according to your desire, you can choose the number. But my teacher choose number 8. What is the reason? Eightfold Noble Paths after making God. Because of that, while you are counting, you must determine whatever thoughts interrupt my mind, I don't follow, I don't think. I will try to finish my determination number like that way. 1 to 5, 1 to 5, or 1 to 6, 1 to 6, or 1 to 8, 1 to 8. You can count. So no need to count how many rounds of 1 to 8 also. Just simply count 1 to 8, that's enough. After that, because of counting, your mind calm, or because of counting and leveling in, out, if you are tired, you can stop this counting number and counting method and without counting, without leveling, just knowing in and out breath. Like that way, you can practice. After that, so after sitting, so you know, if you may feel pain or numb or hot or something, inconvenience feeling arising, normally, most of the Vipassana method, to contemplate to that feeling or sensation, really, to develop the anapana meditations. So, no, should not aware, should not contemplate this body sensation, pain or numb or hot. Why? If you so contemplate this body sensation instead of the breath, because you change the so meditation object, you may not get the good concentration, deep concentration or anapana meditation. Anapana meditation may not develop up to the attainment of the jhana, and also, and without changing and forcefully concentrate on the breath also, because of physically and mentally tired, you may not get good concentration. And also, no, if you change because of inconvenience again and again also, you will not get good concentration because of that. So if you can't bear, so pain feeling is worse and worse only at the time, pay attention on the breath and mindfully, slowly and slowly, change body posture and remove the pain feeling and continue to concentrate on the breath. Later on, slowly and slowly, your mind is calmer and calmer. You will get the so happiness or blissful feeling, the taste of the enjoyment of the anapana meditation. Really, anapana meditation, so is you must learn 6 steps. What are the 6 steps? That is, now I have already explained to you, counting method. Without counting, just leveling or just noting in, out. After that, without noting, no, just knowing in and out breath. Another one is knowing the long and short breath. And the fifth one is knowing the whole breath. That is, you put your attention at the touching point end. You must know that start, no, breathing to the stop breathing end, but attention don't follow with the breath. At the same point, at the one point, you must know that from beginning to end of the in-breath or beginning, no, to end of the out-breath. So you must know that, no, throughout the whole breath, beginning to end. If you know the whole breath, because of your mindfulness is always on the breath end, so the mind may not wander and you will get continuous concentration. That is, so no, the fifth one is knowing the whole breath method. Later on, finally, you will get the subtle breath. Subtle breath is your breath is so fine, so delicate, so gentle, and at the time, your mind is fixed or steadfast. So on the subtle breath, later on, because of the mind is calmer, I calmer, less distraction, so you will get the very good, no, experience. The body is very straight, also very still and stable. You don't want to move, you don't want to shake, and sometimes you will get the floating sensation, or sometimes because of you are past parami, past perfection, and because of the purification of your mind, because of concentration power and the wisdom, you will see the anapana nimitta state by state. So the first sign is called the in and out breath, is preliminary sign. After continue to concentrate on the preliminary sign, the next step you see the very brilliant bright light, but that is not stable yet. Sometimes look like the cloud color, look like the smoky color, look like the cotton wool, but that is not stable yet. Appear and disappear very quickly. At the state also don't attract, don't inquire, don't frustrate, don't disappoint. Because sometimes also meditator expect, oh, the light, light, light. Because of this expectation also, that is the obstacle. When the light appear also, if you excite also, because of excitement, this also, the light may not last long also. Sometimes also, because of the light disappear, if you disappoint also, because of disappointment also, it may not appear or it may not last long. Because of that, without expectations, continue to concentrate on the breath, and the concentration power mature enough, the light will appear, and later on, this light will stuck or the stabilized at the nose and unify with the breath. So immediately you sit, it appear, and it appear, so nearly 1 hour, more than 1 hour throughout the sitting. It may disappear, but when you concentrate on the breath, immediately appear and it's stable, unifying with the breath. That is called the counterpart sign, Ogaha Namita. That light only, that Namita only, you must apply and you must concentrate on that Namita, and you can attain the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, up to fourth jhana. Really, anapana meditation is very useful. So if you practice day by day, you will get the happiness. And sometime, or another one also, before you have getting the happiness also, most of the beginner, they encounter the 6 difficulties also. What are the 6 difficulties? The first one is bodily pain. Because, so if you meditate, you will encounter the bodily pain. That also, for the beginner, if you sit 1.5 hour or if you join the retreat, so 1.5 hour daily, 5 sitting or 6 sitting, because of your body is not used to the so longer period, meditation and holy meditation. That is look like, you see, our body is, if we do the new walk, so not used to the dead walk, our body is against. Look like they, if you do the joking or weight lifting or exercise or initially few days, your body is very pain. Later or if you regularly doing, you don't feel any pain or sometimes you will get the your improvement. In the same way, anapana meditation also, when you practice at the beginning, first few days, you may get bodily pain, but doesn't matter if you do regularly. This pain feeling is slowly and slowly and less and less, and so you may not bother that pain feeling. Another one also, when you're meditating on the breath, at that time, according to Abhidhamma point of view, which type of consciousness arising is, that is, Mahakusala Chitta, great wholesome consciousness arising. In that great wholesome consciousness, each of the Javana mind moments, one consciousness and 33 mental factors, chittatikas are arising. In that chittatika, piti, joy also including, pasati, tranquility also including, and lahuta, lightness also including. Kaya pasati, chitta pasati, kaya lahuta, chitta lahuta, kaya mududa, chitta mududa. That is the weirdliness of, so mental body and weirdliness of the consciousness, lahuta and kaya pasati, chitta pasati, kaya lahuta, chitta lahuta, kaya mududa, chitta mududa, kaya kaminyata, chitta kaminyata. That is the proficiency of mental body and proficiency of consciousness, and rectitude of mental body and rectitude of consciousness. Because of this, mental factors are arising successively, continuously, and this energy is prevailing throughout the whole body. Later on, you may not think you will get the, your body is very light or tranquil or peace, or because of this positive mental energy, you will get the taste of the anapana meditation, that pain feeling will subside. Therefore, firstly, if you encounter the pain feeling also, don't disappoint. After rising the Mahakusala Chaita, because of not this positive mental energy, beautiful mental factor are rising, you will get that, you will overcome the, this difficulty. Another one is restlessness, distraction a lot. That also I have already explained to you, trying to use the, these two methods, counting method and knowing the whole breath method. That method is useful to control that your wandering mind. That the third one is sloth and torpor, sleepiness. That also is trying to get enough sleeping after the meals, should not meditate immediately because of no, the what is the English translation? Poison of the food, huh? Something. So you may get the drowsiness, and also after the you have taken the medicines, so the medicine for the headache or running nose or painkiller, so that also causes not sleepiness. Also, if you taken the oily food box or ghee or butter or cheese, also it can cause to tribute a drowsiness. Because of that, no? After meal is not so good. Another one is, no? If you are sleepy also, our Buddha give the instruction, 7 things to overcome the drowsiness to the venerable Moggallana. That is, you should try to alert your mind, rubbing or pulling the your ear or, no? And also getting up and walking or, so, and changing the body posture or, but after that, so also sometimes because of you are physically tired, if you need to take rest, so should go and sleep is better. So, trying to overcome that really. So, that is also another section. I must talk there. So, that how to overcome there. That drugs in there. But here I explain briefly only. And another one is that. And seeing the many images when you meditate, close your eye and. So after that, you may see the many images, past event or present, future thinking or the departed relatives or very ugly form or unseen beings or Buddha rupas or so very beautiful serene or when you see that images also, don't pay attention, don't follow and don't think. Otherwise, your mind may distract. And pay attention on the breath, mindfully, continuously concentrate on the breath. Later on, these mental images will disappear and after that you will see the light of the concentration, the light of the wisdom. Another one is, so the fifth one is there, the sound disturbance. Sometimes when you meditate, you are grouping or group meditation or, but really your country is very good. Australia, America, your residential area is very quiet, not like Myanmar. Myanmar and the, some other country, so they enjoy the loudspeaker and music. Because of that, so if you come to Myanmar and sometimes if you meditate in Myanmar meditation center, because the villagers, they on the loudspeaker and they enjoy the music. Because of that, some foreigner, they cannot patience. But your country is very quiet. But sometimes also if you meditate, group meditation, because of someone sneezing or coughing or getting up or opening the door or, so you lose that your concentration. Sometimes you may angry or disappoint. Really, don't bother, don't pay attention and pay attention on the brain. Later on, you may not bother, you may not disappoint. After that, because of your concentration mind is sink on the breath, sometimes you won't, you don't hear also. Because of that, the fifth disturbance is there, the sound of the disturbance. The last one is the loss of the breath. Because your mind is calmer and calmer, the breath is so fine, so delicate, and sometimes you can't find that your breath, or sometimes the breath is so delicate, so you will feel that something suffocate, and not, you do not get enough oxygen. At the time also, don't frighten, don't disappoint, Don't look for the anywhere, and just put your mindfulness greatly on the nostril. Later on, you will find that you are very fine breath also. That is also in the Visuddhimagga. So there are one, not simile, give the, no? The simile. That simile is in the ancient time, you know, the plowman, the farmer, he plowed the, no? Paddy fields with the 2 oxens. So later on, the farmer also, he is tired. The 2 oxen also, they are tired. Because of tired, he frees his oxen into the jungle. The plowman also, the farmer also, taking rest at the foot of the tree. Later on, after taking rest, when he like to start his walk, he doesn't look for this oxen into the jungle. So he straightly go to the pond, because that pond is every day, you know, this oxen come and drink the water. Because of that, the farmer, he doesn't look for the oxen into the jungle, and he straightly go to the pond. Then the oxen come and drink the water. The farmer, he gets this oxen and, you know, he start his work again. In the same way, if you lost your bread also, because the bread is so delicate, you should not look for the anywhere, no? And you should not stop the meditation. You should not see other object. You should not thinking, oh, I should act to my teacher or, no? Just put your mindfulness greatly, no? With the great mindfulness, put your attention at the nose, because throughout the life, where you are breathing, at the nose only, because of that, no? You will find the very, very fine breath, very delicate breath, and after that, mindfully you should concentrate on the breath, look like that, no? You put the thread into the needle hole. The thread also very tiny, no? Needle hole also very narrow. You must put mindfully, patiently only, the thread can pass into the, no? Needle hole. In the same way, when the breath is so delicate at the time, mindfully, patiently concentrate only. You are, no? Concentrating mind pass through into the fine breath, and later on you will develop your concentration. Because of that, most of the beginner, they encounter the 6 difficulties. So, no? Bodily pain, and the, no? Distractions, sloth and torpor, and seeing the many images, the sound of the disturbance, lost the breath. So that also, if you join the retreat, the teacher will explain, no, how to overcome when you at the interview time. After that, if you are able to overcome, so I have already talked to you, you will see there in your improvement, you will see there the sign of the concentration, anapana nimitta. Later on, if you are able to attain the pratibhaga nimitta counterpart sign, you can practice the attainment of the jhana. Really, although, no, you have not attainment yet the jhana also, so you should practice regularly, so you will get the result of the benefits of the anapana meditation. Because in your daily life, sometimes because of you are physically tired, or sometimes because of, no, our body nature, if you get illness or sick, or, no, sometimes in your daily life because of your family problem, or you are working colleague, or something problem happening, wife and husband, or, no, sometimes because of you are dissatisfied, you are son and daughter, or at the time, so, no, after coming back from the you are feel, or because of physically and tired, before you, no, don't do anything, so you should sit cross-legged, or you should sit on the chair, or, no, lying down on the bed, or, so pay attention on the breath and try to calm your mind on the breath. Later on, when your mind is calmer and calmer, sometimes because of your mind is calm and free from the defilement, look like that your body physically and mentally recharged. So your energy, and because of refreshment, so later on, so sometimes some illness also automatically will disappear. Sometimes also you may not bother your illness or, no, physically inconvenient feeling also. Sometimes also, because of your mind is clearer, so pure, you can decide You can make the right decision also later on also, no? So how to behave, how to act, how to think, how to speak. So you are colleague or you are family member or no? How to say you are son and daughter or because of you are mine. So a lot of no? benefits. So by the Anapana meditation, you will get. Another one is, no? in your daily life, according to our lifespan, so we must live. One day, we will encounter the, no? we will reach the deathbed. At the time, that is very important condition, all the human beings. Why? Because, no? so when we reach the deathbed, because of to cut our life, most of human beings, so they may encounter the very serious disease, not comfortably. Because of, no? to cut our life, serious disease, and also because of we have to depart our beloved family member and we have to leave our properties also. A lot of sensual pleasure. And also, we have to choose new existences. That also, we must reborn in the good existences. Human realm or Deva realm or the Brahma realms. Because of that, that is very important event. At the time, you may heart, no? you may hear, near of the death, all of the beings, they see the one of the three signs. Actions, action of the object, future destination, one of the three signs. Any beings, they see and if they are able to see good sign only, they will reborn the good existence. If they see bad sign, they will be reborn in the one of the four woeful states. Because of that reason, in our lifetime, so the last breath, the near of the death, at the deathbed is the very important time. Because of that, if you practice regularly, anapana and meditation, mindfulness of breathing, if you are not attainment yet any path and fruition knowledge, so if because of you are practicing regularly, so no, this anapana meditation, near of the death also, when you are ill also, because of you are reliable object, you may surely you will practice anapana meditation and this concentrating mind on the breath, this Mahakusala Chaita, will support to you. May not you are worried you are deceased, may not you are worried to leave your property and the beloved one and to choose the new existence. Surely, this Mahakusala Chaita, great Hosan consciousness, will support to reborn in that new existence, good destination, heavenly one. Because of that, no, I like to ask you to meditate regularly and apply your life, apply your breath, so for your daily life to get the happiness and for the future life. So this is the basically I explain the how to practice the mindfulness of breathing. After practicing the mindfulness of breathing, if you are able to develop fourth jhana, not that also how to attain the fourth jhana. If I talk, you may be bored or not. So you know, after attaining the fourth jhana, so after attaining the paribhaganimitta, you must concentrate on the counterpart sign. At the time, you will get more happiness than the concentrating on the breath. So 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour later on, by using the this counterpart sign, when you see your heart also, at the time, you will see the very brilliant sign. That is called the so bowing up mind clearness. Really, except eye consciousness, ear consciousness, no consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, other consciousness are arising, depend on the heart element inside the heart, based on the blood. Really, the heart is not produced the consciousness as a base only. So, no, that also according to Abhidhamma point of view, the consciousness produces the particle. So, really, the consciousness born particle is the color is not bright and shiny. Why? In our daily life, wholesome and unwholesome mind. No? Which mind is more arise? Unwholesome mind is more arise. Because of unwholesome mind produces the particle, the color is not bright and shiny. When you meditate on the breath or loving kindness meditation or Buddha nosati or no, any one of the 40 samatha meditation or vipassana meditation, the mind is pure, I am purer, because of wholesome mind. That wholesome mind produces the particle. This color is slowly and slowly changed and whiter, brighter and brighter. Therefore, when you meditate anapana meditation, the anapana counterpart side is appear. At the heart also, the light is emitting. That is called the Bowinga mind clearness. Another name is mind door. Why? So we see that that place, because at the first jhana stage, the five mental factors are more predominant. That is applied thoughts, sustained thought, joy, and the happiness, one-pointness. These five mental factors are very strong. So these five mental factors are called the jhana factors, jhaninga. Because of that, no? So concentrating on the counterpart sign and seeing that, no? Try to attain the jhana absorption mind. After that, emerge from the jhana and so seeing the Bowinga mind clearness. And so this counterpart sign and Bowinga mind, seeing two together, and after that, review and reflect these five jhana factors, five mental factors, then you can decide this attainment, this concentration is first jhana. After that, you must practice second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. Second jhana is, so without applying thought and sustained thought, only the joy and one-pointness and happiness. After that, third jhana is happiness and one-pointness. Fourth jhana is equanimity and one-pointness. Like that way, you can review and reflect this jhana factor, and you can check yourself what is the attainment, what is the concentration level. After attaining the four jhana, then you can practice other samatha meditation. So, four sublime meditation, loving kindness meditation, compassion, appreciative joy, equanimity, metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha. Also, you can practice other 10 kasina, na? And also other 10 recollection, 10 asubha. Also, you can practice. Later on, after attaining, that is, na? Meditator attaining the four jhana, that is SA, purification, second purification, purification of the mind. After purification of the mind, next step is that you must practice purification of the view. To get the purification of the view, you must discern, no? What are the materiality, what are the mentality systematically. Because to develop the, no? Inside meditation, so no, our Buddha preached four ultimate reality. What are the four ultimate reality? Consciousness, no, mental factors, materiality, nibbana, no. So four paramattha dhamma, no. So in that four paramattha dhamma, if you like to attain the nibbana elements in this life, you must know thoroughly, systematically, what are the consciousness? What are the mental factor? Chitta and chitta-sika. What are the materiality? No? What are the rupa? If you know thoroughly, systematically, no? Internally and externally, these three ultimate reality only, you can expel your defilements systematically, and you can develop insight knowledge, vipassana, jnana, and you can see there what is the nibbana element. So really, nibbana element is not after death. In this life also you can get. So because of that, no? So you should not worry. If I attain the nibbana, when my material and mentality cease, where to live? Really, this kanda nibbana is later only, no? After attaining the ahata path and knowledge only. Firstly, trying to attain the ilesa nibbana, extinguish of the defilements. This is the more important. If you are able to extinguish one defilement, your life is very peaceful. Deity and vichikesha. No? When you become the sotavana, sotavana path knowledge can eradicate wrong view and the doubt. So because of that, you see, sotavana happiness is cannot compare the even become the universal monarch. The king of the universal monarch. No? So attaining the Sotava is higher than the king of the universal monarch. So, because of that, no? So, no? To attain the Nibbana, meditator must know thoroughly, systematically. So, what are the consciousness? What are the mental factors? What are the materiality? Among these three, materiality also, no? Among three, ultimate reality also. Consciousness and mental factor is hard to see, because mental is no form, no shape, no color. So material is easier. Because of that, to analyze the material also, all the materiality are based on the four elements. Because of that, before you start the Vipassana meditations, you must practice the four elements first. Because of that, our Pao Seroji teach four elements systematically. What are the four elements? Because earth element is three characteristics, six characteristics. What are the six? No? Hardness, no? So heaviness, roughness, and softness, smoothness, lightness. These characteristics are called the earth element. No? After that, water element is cohesion and flowing. Fire element is hot and cold. No? And the wind element is pushing and the supporting. No? So these 12 characteristics, you must discern from head to toe again and again. After that, if you understand what are the hardness nature, no? What are the roughness nature, what are the heaviness nature, no? So what are the softness, smoothness, lightness, what is the hot and cold, what is the cohesion and flowing, what is the pushing and supporting, so then later on, that whatever you feel, hardness or heaviness or roughness or soft and smooth and light, you must label or you must recite. This is the earth element, Patavi Dhatu. No? Cohesion and flowing, this is the water element, Avo Dhatu. Hot and cold, this is the Tejo element, Fire, no? Tejo Dhatu, fire element. Pushing and supporting, this is the wind element, Vayo Dhatu. Like that way, you must discern, no? One after another and concentrate again and again. So you can develop the concentration after that. Because of, no? Four element meditation benefits, you will attain the excess concentration stage also. You see the light and later on after that. So pay the attention to your body and this light will spark, no? And scattering and later on you will see that your particular, no? Your body is so created by the four type of the particle. You will see the particle are rising and passing away conditions. Some meditation method, meditator is able to see that this particle, some they decide this is the knowledge of rising and passing away. Really, that is not reached the Uddhavaya Jnana, knowledge of passing, rising and passing away. This is you are seeing the particle only. Particle also still the conventional truth only. So that is the Pinyati only. You must analyze in the particle what are the elements also. So, no? That is, in our body, there are four types of the particle. Karma bone particle, consciousness bone particle, temperature bone particle, nutrient bone particle. You must, no? So see that these four types of particle, and you must break down the compactness also. If you are able to break down the compactness only, you can see there what is the non-self characteristics, anatta lakkhana. Because, no, without breaking down the three compactness of the materiality, if you contemplate whatever body rising, no, sensation, so, no, this is the vipassana, no, so, no, bending is the, no, materiality, wishing to the bending is the mentality, stretching is the, no, materiality, no, desire of the stretching is mentality. This way is, this knowledge is superficial only. Because of that, no, you must discern systematically in the body, which type of the particle, in that particle, how many elements are residing. Because you see here, this is the flower, no, Christian name. But really, according to the ultimate reality view, softness nature, no? Smoothness nature, no? This is the earth element. In that flower, no? That is the because of water elements, no? Cohesion as the flower forms. And after that, no? I touch something coldness sensation. This is the fire elements. So making the, no? Flower forms, wind element, no? Otherwise, it may be withering and dry up because of wind element. So this flower is, no? Fresh. So this is the wind element. Color, smell, taste, and nutrients. If you put in the hot water, you can enjoy that crystal water. So like that way, no? You must see penetratedly the true nature of the elements. Then only you can break down, no? The three compactness, and you can see that this is the just ultimate reality only, just interested nature only. No solidity, no durability, all are nature only. So, like that way, you must break down the three compactness of the materiality, our theology, our theology. He make the table and how to discern that this particle, do by do, I do, ear do, nose do, tongue do, body do, and mind do. After that, no? Next step, you must discern the mentality also. Mentality also, our power theology, to arrange the with the table. What are the five dual thought process? What are the mind dual thought process? In that five dual thought process also, what is the advertising mind? What is the eye consciousness? What is the receiving mind? What is the investigation mind? What is the decision? What is the seven impartation? What is the two registration? So theology make the table, and after that, in each of the mind movement, so meditator must discern consciousness and associated mental factors. So that way only meditator also can break down the mentality compactness. Really, mentality compactness is very hard work, because that you may know the one of the story in the Milinda Pinya. Have you read the Milinda Pinya? Question of the Milinda? Milinda Pinya. Because one day, no, the King Milinda asked to the Buddha, but not Buddha, Venerable Nagasena. No? So, King Milinda asked to the Venerable Nagasena, Bandi, the Blessed One, our Buddha has done the a hard thing in the world. So, Venerable Nagasena answered, yes, our Buddha, Blessed One, has done a hard thing. Which is the hard thing? So, Venerable Nagasena answered, the mentalities, no? Mentalities, knowing or, no? So, rising, no? Rising and knowing on one object, the mentalities, no? Knowing and rising on one object, to distinguish, such is the consciousness, such is the feeling, such is the perception, such is the volitions, no? Such is the one-pointness, such is the life faculties, such is the attention, to distinguish, that is very hard thing. Is it true or not? After that, Kimi Linda, he doesn't understand. Bandi, please give illustration to understand what is your meaning. Why Buddha has done hard thing? Then, Venerable Nagasena gave the simile. Suppose, no? Amen. So, we are to wake down into the great ocean. Buying boats look like the Pacific Oceans. Because at that time, the India Ocean. After that, no, taking the water, no, in the palm of his hand. And after that, no, tasting the with his tongue. This is such is the water of the Ganga. Such is the water of the Yamuna. Such is the water of the Achiravadi. This is the Mahi, no? Such the water is the Sarabu. Is it easy to distinguish that water? Will it be? Not easy. So, you go to the India Ocean and, no? So this is the Mississippi. This is Colorado water. This is the rye, the water from the rye. Is it easy to distinguish? Not easy, very hard, most hard. No? Then, so, the Venerable Nagarjuna said, most harder than to distinguish the mentality. No? So, the arising and knowing on the one object, no? To distinguish, that is the consciousness. This is the feeling, this is the perception, this is the volition, this is the one-pointness, this is the attention, this is the life faculty. This is more difficult than to distinguish the physical oceans, the water, to distinguish. Is it true or not? So because of that, so Venerable Nagarjuna similarly gave the illustration to the King Milinda and explained to distinguish the mentality, no? Knowing the one object is more harder than that is to distinguish the water of the oceans. The King Milinda also very pleased. Oh, Pandit, that is very true, very true. And so, because of that, so, no? Really, so to distinguish our mind, no? What is the consciousness? What is the, no? Feeling? What is the perception? Although very hard, but our Buddha gave the method. So in the, so Vipassana meditation, our theology also teach. Because of that, theology firstly encouraged to develop the concentration, and after that, after developing the concentration, I have already talked to you. Firstly, concentrate on the Paribhaganamita and trying to see the Bhuvanga mind clearness. After that, the Namita and Bhuvanga mind, see two together, and later on, discern the five jhana factor. Our mind apply again and again onto the Namita is, this is the applied thought, vitaka. Then the mind sustaining on the nimitta without moving any of the yet. This is the sustained thought, vichara. After that, looking on the nimitta. So, joy or liking, no? This is the PT. After that, no? After looking, because of the nimitta is very beautiful, and because of concentrating on the nimitta, physically and mentally happiness, this is the sukha. And after that, the mind is steadfast, not one-pointedness on the nimitta. This is the ekagata. Like that, we review and reflect the five jhana factor. After reviewing the five jhana factor, so while we are concentrating on the nimitta, so at the time, one consciousness and 33 mental factor are arising. Because of meditator is able to discern the five jhana factor, other remaining mental factor also to discern, not difficult. So, no, the object and the mind, so the mind do, so the contact man, this is the pasa, contact. So, concentrating on the nimitta, see physically and mentally, happiness is feeling, vedana. No? Because of whenever we look, we know that this is the nimitta, this is the perception. You see? You have keep in mind, no? In your throughout the life, this is the Christian name. You keep, that's the perception, no? Because of that, whenever you see, you can distinguish other flower, no? This is the Christian name. Because of perception. In the same way, no? When you are concentrating on the nimitta, this is perception, this is volition, so this is, no? One-pointness, this is life faculty, this is attention, you can discern there. Other associated mental factor, 33 mental factor. Because of that, so you can do the a hard thing in the world. Venerable, no? So Nagarjuna answering like that way in your daily life. So wholesome or unwholesome, you can distant. If you are angry also, you can distant there. You are angry mind also. When you are angry, because our theology teach meditator trying to develop the concentration and later on trying to consider the angry event. So someone you dissatisfied to appear there the image of the some angry person. No? After that, so pay attention to this angry object and see the mind do. Later on, your mind, no? The object and the angry object and the mind contact is the fasa. seeing that, no, this angry object, so this pleasure feeling arising, dominasa vedana. No? After that, whenever you saw that this person, because of you keep in mind perception, so no, the angry mind arising, this is the sanya, no, pasa vedana sanya. So ekagada, your mind is no stuff on the object, not move to the other object. This is the ekagada. Pasa vedana sanya chidana. Chidana is accumulated more and more angry to the object. No, this is the chidana. Pasa vedana no sanya ekagada and manasikara, no, putting onto the object again and again. Also one and pasa vedana no pasa no vedana sinya chirana ekagada manasikara no and the jivita life faculties sustaining that this bank of faculty to more arising no not to seizing after the application thought sustain thought no but because of anger no piti no so vitaka vichara adimokha no viriya chanda only no piti and after that no sabba akusala sararana moha no delusion ahirika anuttaba audicha moha means delusion ahirika means so no, shamelessness of the wrongdoing anuttaba means fearlessness of the wrongdoing and the audicha delusion and after that so no dosa anger because of that seven universal no six occasional because of not including the PT five no so six and five and the seven 12 and the so four no sabba akusala charana so that is the 16 plus anger 17 then consciousness including 18 no? So in the when you are angry to someone in the javana mind moment this 81 consciousness and 17 mental factor are arising because of that if you are able to discern one after another and after that if you are able to contemplate no? They are right because of rising and passing away in nature. This is the impermanent, this is the suffering, this is the non-self. So if you contemplate again and again, later on, this anger is, no? Instead of the repeatedly thinking of the angry mind, lesser and lesser, shorter and shorter, and after that, it will cease and subside. So at that time, what you will feel, you will get the happiness. So because of that, no? If you are able to apply this method, whenever you angry to anyone, you will apply this method. Eh? So later on, so no, that angry is may not so long. And after that, you can subside easily, and you can escape from the death saturation. After that, in your daily life, sometime, even you encounter the angry person or something angry event. You may not angry. Why I should angry? If I angry, I only suffering only. I will speak. I will respond polite manner, good speech, no? And kind manner, no? Speak. I will tell to them later on. So, no? You may not angry. Or if you angry also not so long, you may not suffering also. You may stop there. Any violence. Something, you know, abusing or something hating or no, so striking or like that way you can apply in your daily life inside meditation. After that, no, so no, other the vipassana knowledge you can develop, no. So but after discerning there this mind and matter, you must discern the cause and effect. So of the practices that dependent origination later on, if you develop samasana jnana, udhavya jnana, bhinganya, udhavya, so then later on in this life, you can attain the vipassana and but in fruition mind and you can see the nibbana elements. I think if I explain more, you may be boring. So any questions?
Yeah? I have a question about when you say concentrating on the incoming and outgoing of the breath.
Yeah.
Sometimes I find it difficult to concentrate without wanting to control it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I practice if I have a very strong tendency of wanting to control the breath when I'm observing it?
That also, you know, I have already talked to you. So you should choose a suitable posture and relax and comfortably. After that, you close your eye also not so tight, and then to test your nostril, not left and right, which side is more easier and more clearer, and should not test again also, not initially only, firstly only, trying to breathe in left and right, which side is more easier, and pay attention that side, trying to find your breath and mindfully, patiently, no. And concentrate on the breath, should not control your breath, naturally only breathing. Also, because of our habit, whatever object, we like to look, no, with the eye. When we meditate on the breath also, we like to look our breath with the eye. Because of habit, we can look, but should not focus, no, to the breath with the eye also. Otherwise, you will get the stress and strain and tightness. So, because of that, mentally only we must know in and out breath in. We should put our eye attention comfortably only.
We should put
on the breath, not touching point, no? Not sensation. So at the touching point, sometimes the touching point, touching sensation is not so obvious. It does not matter. So pay attention on the breath only, between the nostril and upper lip. Wherever the breath is more obvious, at the obvious place, at the obvious point, try to know that you are in and out breath. Sometimes touching point is not so clear. You should not focus too much attention, or you should not look for the touching point, touching sensation. Pay attention on the breath, comfortably, mindfully try to know in and out breath. Later on, so you will know there how to adjust. You are effort, how to make the effort, not forcefully, not controlling the breath. So, you didn't join any retreat, do you?
Here?
Here?
No, not here.
In Myanmar also, have you?
No, not in Myanmar.
Really, if you join the retreat also, you should ask to the UR teacher. He may not explain to you. Should not control the breath, breathing naturally only, and should not look over effort with the eye. Really, mentally only must know the in and out breath. Sometimes the breath is so subtle also, should not concentrate on the subtle breath too much effort. Otherwise, because of concentrating too much effort on the subtle breath also, you may get the tightness or hardness around that neck or shoulder area. Just comfortably only, mentally only, you must know you are in and out breath. So try and if you are free also you can join the retreat. Now 5-day retreat in there. Korea temple. Even weekend also you can join. Yeah?
So what happened? Why during my meditation, sometimes it's easy. I got hot flash on my face. And what should I do at the time? And did I do something wrong to cause such
the hot sensation?
Yeah, hot. So from sometimes it's like your face, you feel like little pinchy, and then.
Of course, yeah. Really, when you meditate, anapana meditation, mindfulness of breathing, earlier in daily life, your mind is scattering because of many objects. You don't notice the body sensation. So now you are meditating on the breath, and later on, your awareness is always on the breath only. Because of concentration is not supporting cause and you are mind is purer and purer. Therefore, you are able to notice the very mild minor sensation on the face or no, around the face area or around the upper body or no, sometimes also throughout the body or because of your awareness, mindfulness is always on the breath. Therefore, concentration also supporting. So you are able to notice the very minor sensation, mild sensation. Also. But if you like to develop the concentrations, don't pay attention. Don't bother and pay attention on the breath only. Later on, your mind is successfully knowing on the breath. You may forget or you may not bother the dead body sensation. Why? According to the Abhidhamma point of view, no? One mind moment, one thought process can know the one object only. Cannot know the two objects. But we are now knowing the other object. You are seeing my image. You are no? Also hearing the voice. And also you feel that something warm or no? Cold or something you may get the smell or. Really that process, no? Those processes are one after another only. Because of the mind, it's so fast. We think we know all the objects simultaneously. According to Abhidhamma point of view, one after another only. Therefore, if you pay attention on the breath mindfully, successively on the breath, later on, because of your mind is not knowing successively on the breath, therefore, so body consciousness also may not arise, although the tangible object is impinging your body, so because of your mind is knowing on the in the out-breath, the body consciousness may not arise, sometimes also may arise body consciousness, but following mind root thought process may not arise. Following mind root thought process means, oh, this is the hot sensation. I don't like. I feel inconvenient. No? So, what is this reason? So, like that thinking is called the following mind root thought process. So, that thought process may not arise. Because of that, you may not bother or sometimes, not that sensation only. Whole face disappear or sometimes whole body disappear or that also, no? In our Pa'al Center, some meditator, they said, after concentrating on the breath, initially he noticed that the breath and the body sensation. Later on, he lost his body sensation and he noticed that only the breath only. Because of, no, looked like his body disappeared. He afraid and he stopped his meditation. At the interview time, he came and he report, Pandi, because of my body disappear. I stopped my meditation. At that time also, I said, yeah, that is good. Throughout the life, that body disappears, yeah, that is more better. Because of every day, we have to maintain, no? To eat, to taking bath, to beautify. So, when the body disappears, yeah, throughout the life, no need to maintain. So, really, the body not absolutely, no, disappear. Only body sensation. Body consciousness only not arising. Because of that, don't frighten, don't no, bother, pay attention on the breath. Later on, you can ignore. No?
Another question. When you meditate, don't look. But when you don't look, how can you feel the... I don't look, I focus on breath, but I can tell the light.
Of course.
So,
that is, we see the mind do thought process only, not I do thought process.
Oh, it's my process.
Yeah. Because you see, now try to imagine, close your eye and try to imagine your property in your home. Can you see?
Yeah.
Why, how do you see? This is I do thought process or mind do thought process? That imaging mind do thought process. In the same way, mind root approach is you can imagine in the past your childhood event or in the future what you will do or you see the some painter or the architecture or designer before they making that this design, the imaging in the mind, like that way when we meditate also, why we see that this image or this nimitta, the light, by mindful thought process only, not idle thought process. I told you, because of the our habit, if you like to look, you can look the breath with the eye, but not excessive effort only. Not too much effort only. Because of habit, no? If you like to look the breath with the eye, you can look. You can look.
Yes.
But not focus too much effort with your eye, no?
Okay.
Onto the breath.
Okay.
Do you understand?
What you mean is, you don't suggest to...
Because
or
of...
You allow
to look the breath with the eye.
Okay.
But should not focus too much effort, no? With the eye, do the breath. Sometimes my English is, I speak that with Myanmar grammar. Not English grammar.
I have another question. It's about when you say when we meditate, we should sit and with our body straight, but relaxed.
Yeah.
But I find it difficult because when I try to sit straight, I think my lower body is not really making proper touch of the floor. I feel like I'm lifting myself up. So as a result, I feel more concentrating on the top.
Yeah.
And then, it bothers me.
So at that time, how do you sit? Not too straight, no? Just relax and comfortably only. Sometimes after keeping long time, if you need to relax, also try to relax your spine. After keeping long time, because of tight, also trying to relax. Because if you are bone, no, the spine are not straight position also, you will get the neckage and backage also. Another one also, because of our ribs, no? Press our lunge, so you will not get enough breathing, and sometimes chest pain and tightness also. Because of that, as possible, trying to keep straight position, not too tight, no? So just relax position and keep your upper body, then only pay attention on the breath mindfully.
Should I pay attention to my legs as well when I'm trying to position?
Firstly, trying to pay attention and trying to adjust which way putting the leg is better way. The cushion also not too high, no? Not too flat, not too soft. Too soft also because of our hip is, no? Press the cushion and too soft, the body is not flat. They have also sometimes the spine is bending also. So, which position is the best, you must decide. Because one person and another person are not the same, no? Because of that too.
And how do you deal with the bone here thing? So, sometimes I feel like I cannot sit with my body like a 90 degree angle.
Yeah.
Because of the bone here.
Of course,
so I tend to lean forward.
Shiva, that sometimes you can adjust which position is the best way.
So do I sit taller with the cushion?
Yeah, sometimes a little bit higher cushion or, yeah. Any question? You can ask.
I have enough. Sorry. When you say starting to focus mindfulness on the breathing, say there's 6 steps, I don't quite understand the difference between the second step and the third step.
Second step means the leveling or without leveling.
Labeling.
Firstly, it's counting method. The second method is you recite mentally in, out, in, out. Something look like that you are shaking the finger. Maybe you may recite mentally shaking or look like the in breath, out breath. The third method is without leveling, means just looking only, just observing only. Just knowing in and out breath. Don't recite mentally in, out. Just knowing the in and out breath only. without saying any words. Look like there's something shaking, no? Like that. After that, knowing the long and short breath. Knowing the long and short breath also, should not breathing intentionally, purposely, no? To be long or to be short. Naturally only breathing. Although naturally breathing, sometimes you are breathing deep, deep and no? Harder breath. This is called the long breath. Sometimes the breath is so slight, no? So short, so subtle. This is the short breath. So if your breath is not so long, not so short, also, it does not matter. So don't say that long, 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 short, short also. That is look like that you know that baby cradle. No? Sometimes we are swinging the cradle. No? So at the post, no? We notice the long length or short length. Also, don't follow the movement of the swinging of the cradle. At the post only, we notice the long length or short length. In the same way, at the touching point, at the obvious point, trying to know the long breath and short breath. Don't follow with the in-breath, don't follow with the out-breath. After that, at the touching point, at the obvious point, trying to know that, start breathing to the, stop breathing in, but attention don't follow, no? At the same point, at the touching point, start breathing to the, stop breathing, then, when you're breathing out, start breathing out to the, stop breathing, beginning to end, you must know the whole breath, throughout the whole breath, from beginning to end. After that, so later on, the breath will be there, very, very subtle, very fine, very gentle. So like that, six steps.
Sometimes some people really want to go to Myanmar to practice meditation, they say 4 months or 2 months. But then he or she will think about, oh, if I do that, then I need to leave all my kids, all my grandchildren, all my parents, all my spouse to take care of. Mm. It seems a little bit unfair to them. How should people overcome those difficulties?
Discuss with your wife first. Really, before you go to the Myanmar, so you should do everything according to your responsibility, not to be worried for them and not to worry to yourself also. That is better way. Another one also, their side also they must understand. So, because our body sattva, no? The prince Siddhartha, no? When he renounced from the palace, just no? Born the few days baby, and also no? The very beautiful, no? The Yasodhara, the consort, no? The queen. So, no? His father-in-law, no? The Subhabhuta, the king, so angry, no? Why, no? He renounced, he left, no? He left the very, my daughter and the, my grandson. He is the not dutiful father, no? Really, if you see the other side also, no? One day also we must leave. Another one also, no? Buddha renunciation is not for himself only. So, no? For welfare of all being also. Another one also, no? No? As a prince, he must encounter the many suffering, not this life only, throughout the samsara. Crying or sad is horror is this life only. Few moments only. Later on, they will overcome, no? They are self, eh? They will enjoy their life only. Also, because of he renounced and he had tried to become the Buddhahood, he gave the method attainment of his son Yahula, his Yasodhara, the consort, and his relatives. Therefore, they have the attainment and the enlightenment. So, all their tears are dried up and all are their fully happiness. in the Nirvana they are enjoying. Because of that, if you compare, no? So present life happiness and present life soft, sad and sorrow, see the future of the samsara, then you can renounce. So firstly, no? You should, before you going, is I think, no? As possible, trying to provide whatever they need. Not to be, because sometimes also, after meditating, this thought will disrupt your mind. Oh, I'm not dutiful. No? What they are doing, how they are surviving. No? They may be something, encounter or not. Because of this thought may disturb your mind. Therefore, before you are going, as possible as trying to save the money enough for them. And the next question, what do you?
Yes, the busy life, and so now the whole day we can sit there like 4, 5, 6 hours. So, for example, if I wash the dish or sweep the floor, do what as a part is a anapana meditation. So what should I apply into my daily life when I wash the dish, sweep? What should I do? Focus on what I'm doing, or constantly come back to my breath? What's your suggestion? Thank you.
Really, that also mindfulness meditation, no? For the daily life. I might give that another Dhamma talk. So our Paul Searoji also, you know, mentioned in the his Mahasatipatthana Sutta book also. So also according to Mahasatipatthana Sutta also, our Buddha preached four clear comprehension. Four clear comprehension is Sataka Sambhajana, Sabhaya Sambhajana, Gochara Sambhajana and Asamoha Sambhajana. That is Pali, you know. Sataka Sambhajana means you must clever do the clever concentration. No? The good advantage or disadvantage. No? Clever, that is clear, something they translate that clear comprehension. Some are also clever concentration. No? Considering of the good or bad, no? Good advantage or disadvantage. No? Another one is the clear comprehension of suitability or not. Sabhaya Sambhajana. And Gochara Sambhajana is clear comprehension of domain. Domain of fields or pasture. Clear comprehension of non-delusion. Asamoha Sambhajana. Because when you do in daily life, no, you must considering doing this is good advantage or no, disadvantage. So during that you are doing that you are daily life. So, no, so you must consider this is the good or bad, no? The result is. So sometimes also you must consider the suitable or not. Because you see, because of you are the hungry, no? You must eat the food to expel the hungriness or to get the healthy life. But if you have the diabetes, you must use the food suitable or not. High blood pressure. Because of to remove the hungriness, to explore the discomfort. But some food are suitable, some are not suitable. Because of that, you must consider the advantage or disadvantage, suitable or not. Also, someday you must consider the, at the time, no? You, if you practice anapana, at the time you must, you cannot pay attention on the breath. You must choose the suitable food, no? And that or not, or you must consider this is enough or not our family, no? So, no? So, like that way, no? The considering, because of that, sometimes instead of the bread, difficult to concentrate on the bread, you can recite the Buddha nocity, Buddha quality or, no? You probably the loving kindness or, considering of the foulness, asubha or, no? Sometimes considering of the marana nocity, my life is not certain, death is starting, even then, no, well, I'm doing, I may die. Because of that, I must develop the wholesome mind or concentration or doing the meritorious deep or. So this consideration, that is the clear comprehension of domain. Really, asamoha sambhajana is, so after knowing the mind and matter clearly only, whatever you act, physical and mental process, rising and passing away, this is not I, this is not mind, all are physical and mental process, rising and passing away, you can see and you can contemplate. That is the meditator who are already known there, what are the materiality, what are the mentality, what their process happened, so can practice. Because of that, so asamoha is the last stage. Because of that, in daily life, you must do suitable, good advantage or disadvantage, and suitable or not, one of the four protective meditation, so you can apply. Of if you are able to practice four element meditation also, you can apply as a gochara sambhajana, clear comprehension of domain. That also you may remember, our Pa'al-Sero, he also preached again and again, in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta also Buddha preached, that is the seven object, that is alokite, vilokite, sambhajana kari hoti, looking forward or looking aside also, you must do mindfully. When you drive also, you must aware your face or your sight also. Even in daily life also, whenever you act, you must see your sight and your forward also. Alokite, vilokite, sambhajana kari hoti. Sambhajite, pasarite, sambhajana kari hoti. When you bending or stretching, that also whatever you act, you must do. Buddha give the simile only, example only. Sambhajite, pasarite, sambhajana kari hoti. When you stretching or bending, you must do mindfully. And also, abhikkhanti, patikkhanti, sambhajana kari hoti. Going forward or going backward also. You must do mindfully this four clear comprehension. Also, and another one is sanghari patta chivra dharani sambhajana kari hoti. That is for the bhikkhu holding the bow or wearing the robes or, you must do mindfully. You also, when you wearing, you must mindfully, oh, this dress is good or not. Whether it's cold, you must wear the warm clothes. Whether it's hot, you must wear the nice clothes. If you go to the party, you must go to the suitable dress. If you go to picnic, you must go to the suitable dress. So like that way, also in your home, when you holding the, you are utilizing the kitchen equipment or apparatus, you must use vacuum pressure or pot, pan or, so Buddha say there, the bowl, but in your daily life, whatever you are utilizing in daily, so house aware, you must do mindfully, That is it. Sanghati, that is tava rope, patta, chivara ropes, sambhajana kari hoti. So, after that, okchara pasanwa kami sambhajana kari hoti. That is when you go to toilet, urination or defecation also. So you must do mindfully, Otherwise, if you go rush, you may fall down. Because of the okchara pasanwa kami sambhajana kari hoti. After that, kate tite nisaine sokte jagrite basite tongni bawe sambhajana kari hoti. That is the, So kate mi going or tite standing or nisaine sitting or sokte sleeping or jagrite waking up or basite talking or even tongni bawe silent also. You must do with this four clear comprehension. Like that way, our Buddha gave the example of the body action in daily life. Because of that, firstly, you must consider good or bad advantage, suitable or not, and one of the four protective meditation or anapana meditation also, when you are driving, not suitable, you must carefully drive. So because of that, you bring the loving kindness or reciting the Buddha quality or be carefully drive. So, no? And Asambhava Sambhajana is after learning, after studying what are the materiality, what are the mentality, their causes, and seeing the impermanent of their nature, you can practice.
Okay, I think a lot of us really want to go out of samsara.
Mm-mm.
But just in case that we didn't become arahant in this life,
yeah.
Then are there anything that we should do to ensure that we have a good rebirth and to be able to learn Buddhism in the next life?
That also I have talked, no? In Big Bear. So as a Buddhist, no, we must do, no, 10 meritorious objects in daily life. No? What are the 10 meritorious objects? Dana, charity. Charity also not great charity. No? I already talked. Charity should start in the home. Because you live there, your wife and friend, no? Husband, no? Son and daughter, in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law. No? So son-in-law, brother-in-law, no? Uncle, auntie, because of that, we must share. No? So, dana, no? So, and sila, morality, as a lay people, as possible, as keep 5 precepts, and occasionally, you can keep the uposatha sila, no? Dana sila, bhavana, meditation. One of the 40 samatha meditation subject, you can write this and learn, no? And also, We are Wicca. I mean, now you are doing the service here. Great association. So, no? The Mahabodhi Society, no? So, religion and social service, no? The We Are Wicca and the Raviya, Apachayana. Raviya and respect. Who are the worthy to Raviya and respect? You must respect father, mother, elderly persons. You are the boss and you are colleague, no? So, must do, no? And Riviya and humility, no? So, Gaurawasa, Niwatwasa. Because of the Dana, Sila, Bhavana, so Apachayana, Riviya and respect, who are the worthy to Riviya and respect, and We are Wicca mean religious and social service, no? After that, Pati Dana, Pata Anumodana, no? Pati Dana mean whenever you have done the merits, you must share that you are married to others, unseen beings, who are the departed relatives, and that you are Gari and Dewa. No? So, Pati Dana, Pata Anumodana. You must rejoin, no, other merits, whoever they have done. And also, Dhamma Sawana, Dhamma Desana. No? Look like that today you are listening to the discourse, and you are reading the books. Also, sometimes you, from the online or the VCD, no, listening their discourse, and Dhamma Desana, you must share that you are Dhamma knowledge to others, and they teach you Kamakata. No? You must strengthen your view by these other remaining 9 objects. So, if you cultivate, develop these 10 meritorious objects, no? So surely, no? Because of this Vijja seed and Sarana seeds, no? The seed of the wisdom and the seed of the conduct, whenever in your past life, no, future lives, you encounter, you meet Buddha or Buddha disciple, you will attain the enlightenment up to the Sammasambuddha Buddha.
But
it does not matter.
I want to follow up on this gentleman's question.
Yeah.
So he asked that if we cannot attain arahatship this life, what should we do?
Yeah.
But if we want to attain arahatship this life, what should we do?
What should we do is, that is the here, the Yatana Sutta here. Yeah. I know the Pradita chanting books.
Chanting books?
Because you know, in that book, the in that sutta, our Buddha mentioned the qualities of the, you know, the Arhanta. So because now I have already talked to you, you know, before you attain the, because Arhata, after attaining the Arhata path and fruitions, you know, so before he attained the final Pranibbana yet, he may live as a human being. But when he passed away, you know, because of no more desire of to rebirth in the future, therefore, when the Arhata attained the final Pranibbana, all Nama Rupa are extinguished, look like the fire, no? Extinguish the flame, no more existing anywhere. No? In the same way, when the Arhanta pass away also, no? Because of no more desire to rebirth, all the Nama Rupa are ceased, no more rebirth again in the samsara. Because of that also, many worldly beings, they are afraid. If no more existence, mind and matter, where to live, what to do, no? Like that you are questioned. So really, Arhata path and fruition is very far. So, because of that also, at the beginning of the Dhamma talk, no? Firstly, trying to attain there, no? Kilesa Pranibbana. Extinguish of the defilements. Sotapanna, Sthi-antara, no? So Sthi-antara path can eradicate the Deity and Vichikicca, no? Wrong view and the doubt. He have no wrong view, no? What are the materiality, what are the mentality, what religions, no wrong view. And no doubt of the Buddha Dhamma. No doubt of the, this mind and matter, cause and effect. No doubt of the Sila Samadhi Panya, no? The retraining. So because of that, Sotapatta, the parts, no? Knowledge, cut there, Deity and the Vichikicca. Wrong view and the doubt. Sotapatti path knowledge, because of cutting the, these two knowledge, he may not commit, no? The defilement, the evil action to reborn in the four woeful states. Sotapatti may not, no? Mean he never reborn, no? In the four woeful state. He will reborn in the selection of human or deva or yama only. So. And another one also, no? Sotapa, he will wander in the samsara, no more the seven lives, no? Sometimes also some teacher said, he, according to his wish, he can rebirth more than seven lives also. And another one also, no? That is the quality of the Sotapanna. Sakadagami is partially, he cut the lustful mind and anger, hatred. Because of lustful also, you see, many people are suffering a lot. Even the less lustful mind, less sorrow and lamentations. Because of that, no? So the second, noble knowledge, no? But the partially lustful mind and hatred. The third knowledge, no? Totally cut, no? Lustful mind and hatred, no? Anger. No lustful mind, no hatred. Because of that, his life is soul freedom, no? No need, no attachment, no anger, no? Arhata path only, no? Cut all the, so defilement. Because of that, so I suggest all of you, no? Before attain the Arhata path and fruition, final extinguish of that aggregate also, try to attain, no? Kilesat, no? Pranibbana. The extinguish of the defilement. One defilement not already extinguished, no more arising. Your life is very comfort. No need to worry of the samsara to reborn in the four woeful states. Because four woeful states is very suffering. No? You can see the Discovery Channel. Now you read in Facebook also. How the slaughtering, no? The chicken, goats, pox, no? Bulls. not include the Yatana Sutta, no? Do you find?
Yatana Sutta.
Yeah. Do you also that? Kina Purana, the one that she's someone so Virata Chikta Yadiki for what some the Kina Vija Awiromichanda. Nibati Diya Yataya and Padi or Idambi Sangi Yadana Pandi. According to that verse translation, I want to show you. Yatana Sutta. Yatana Sutta.
Website
search. Yes. RADAME.
Oh,
Yatana Sutta. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
About
Treasure Sutra?
Jewel
or Precious Sutra, yeah. Yeah. So, Kinam Purana, the one that is Samboan. We are that Chaita Yadiki Boasame. De Kina Vija Awirong Richanda. Nebati Dia Yataya Badi Boasu. So. That translation, I want to show that. What is the quality of the Arhanda? So. Yeshua? Beings, no? So, no? That is the quality of the Arhanda. Their past karma is spent, no? Their new karma no more arise. Their mind, the future becoming is, no? Unattached. Their gem or rebirth consciousness has died, no? They have no more desire for reliving those white men fade out of their existence as the flame of this lamp, no? Which has just fade away. Because their past karma is spent. So, because of Arhanta past knowledge, Arhanta, no? Their past karma also already spent. New karma also in this life, no? Doing the new karma also may not arising, may not give the result in the future. Also, their mind, no? The Arhanta desire, no more desire to the future path also. Because of they have eradicated the craving. And also, they are gem of the rebirth. So, the seed of the rebirth also already died. Because of that, no? Arhanta, they have no more desire for reliving those wise men, no? The Arhanta, fade out of existence as the flame of this lamp, no? Which has so just fade away. This precious jewel is the Sangha. By this observation of the truth, may there be happiness in the Yatana Sutta, our Buddha preached the quality or the attribute of the Arhanta. Therefore, Arhanta find a brain nibbana, so look like the flame, no more exist, material or mentalities. Yeah. But that is last stage only. Firstly, no? Trying to attain the kilesa brain nibbana, one after another. So now 9 o'clock. Are you tired? Any questions?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I have a very bad condition for my back.
Uh-oh.
So every time I meditate, I will sit on a chair and I put the cushion on my back.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but feel better for the concentrate. So, but sometimes fall to the sleep, too comfortable.
Yeah.
So, do you think that another way can?
Because you are the spine problem, so you should lean is better.
Yeah.
sit there with the cushion, and as possible as trying to control your mind not to be fall asleep. Also, I have already talked to you, should not meditate after meals or, no? So, physically tired, no? Sometimes, although sleeping, no problem. But I think morning is the better. Morning, early morning. So, after sleeping, if you get enough sleeping, the surrounding also quiet. Also, because of you get the enough sleeping, your mind also fresh. And your mind also not in touch with the, any activities of in the daily life. No? Therefore, your mind is so fresh. And when you meditate, when you concentrate on the breath, you can calm down your mind, distraction, and you will get the good concentration. So, another one also, if you meditate afternoon also, after lunch, you take nap, no? For a while. 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour, or should not sleep too long also. Otherwise, you will get indigestions. So, because of that, no? Taking nap, after then only you meditate. Really, afternoon session also very good in our meditation center. Because meditation center, so after lunch, because of already taking the meals and getting the physical strength and taking the nap, because of their body also has the energy, then if meditator develop the concentration, he can develop the concentration easier, and he can sit very long period also, 2 hours, 3 hours. So really, in whole day, afternoon is the good section, and also morning, the first section also good. Really, the evening section are the last section are very tired, so they distract also the mind.
So I have another question. Is that so we're told that we should practice meditation every day.
Yeah.
So I used to set a timer to practice.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been not setting a timer. Just go sit and just hover long.
Yeah.
And I feel much happier. I don't sit as long, but I feel more relaxed without the timer.
Yeah.
So my question is, should I set a timer to make sure I sit a certain length of time, or should I just not set a timer, sit for as long as I want to, but enjoy, but feel more alive?
That also one of the clear comprehension. You can practice this. Normally, set the time also better. Because, why set the time is, every meditator has the concentration power, efficiency, standard time. Because that is, I want to give the example, as the students, no? Most of the students, their listening power is 45 minutes only. Beyond the 45 minutes, the student, they can't listen or they are not so interested. Whatever teacher do, now you are listening power, so if they drop or not. The adult and the children also different. So the listening power is look like the wave graph. Slowly and slowly rising up, maximum level. And when they drop, the student, they are not interesting, the teacher teaching. In the same way, meditator also, most of the meditator has that their standard time. Some they get a half an hour only. Some they get a 45 minutes. Some they get a 50 minutes. Some they get a 1 hour. Who are they regularly meditate only? They can sit and they can meditate 1.5 hours. So some are 2 hours, 3 hours. Because of that, you can see you are at timing. Most of the meditators slowly and slowly develop the concentration, and when they reach their standard time, they like to open eye, or they like to stop their meditation, or body is start to aching, or they want to break, or because of that, if you set the time, you check that you are, no? You have the efficiency or power, and then slowly and slowly, so you should extend. If you are able to develop 45 minutes, later on you should set 50 minutes. So then 1 hour. No? 1 hour, 50 minutes. That way only you can extend the your time and sitting meditation time, your concentration power, and you can develop your concentration. Because of that, setting the time also good. Sometimes also, without sitting also, if you are able to sit longer period also, that is good.
Another follow-up question. So, should we strive to sit longer? So, for example, if I sit four lotus, I sit less than if I sit half lotus. If I sit half lotus, I sit less than if I cross my leg. So, should I try to practice with more difficult posture for shorter time? Or should I aim for longer sitting?
So, I think to maintain that cross leg, full lotus is very difficult for the beginner. Because of the, so our theology suggests is putting side by side is better for the beginner and develop the concentration. Later only, slowly and slowly, change to the half lotus position. After that only, meditator is able to, sit longer period and concentration also good only, change to the full lotus position is better. For the beginner to maintain is not easy. All are pressed and tight.
How long would you sit with cross leg, then you can move on to half lotus?
That also, normally, so body is aching, it can't control the body posture. The pain feeling also worse and worse. Change the body posture and remove the pain feeling and continue to meditate is better. Later, concentration power is automatically control the body posture. Because according to Buddha Abhidhamma, Abhidhamma Sangha explanation, apana javana ariya patthami sana meti, that is the concentration, jhana mind or fruition mind, because of even the concentration, Mahakusala Chaita also, concentration power can uphold the body. Because of concentration power, meditator doesn't like to move, doesn't like to shake, doesn't like to change the body posture. Concentration power is automatically control the body posture. Body is very straight and still stable without changing, can sit longer period. Because of that, so accept the body posture, develop the concentration is better fast. Yeah, any question?
How do I do walking meditation? Is the same way do the sitting meditation, watch the breath?
That also, our Pao Theology instruction is meditator is concentrating on the breath. So, while meditator doing that, walking meditation time, so pay attention on the breath only. Yeah, if meditator is able to practice the four element, discern the four element walking process, in the walking process. So sometimes also, that is my idea. Not for Aushyaraji, not sometimes also maybe my teacher instruction and my idea is not matched also. So sometimes we are doing the walking meditation time because of two attention. So we are moving the full step and paying attention to the breath are not easy. At that time, pay attention to the movement of the full step mindfully only. Mindfully, pay attention to the movement of the full step. Meditator is difficult to concentrate on the breath. Because some meditator also, meditator are not the same. Some meditator also, because of walking, moving their body, the breath is most obvious than the sitting. Because of that, they can concentrate well on the breath. Some meditator also, they complain. Because of two attention, breath and the movement of the footstep. Difficult to concentrate on the breath. Because of two attention in the brain, something conflict meant. So they get the tightness. Yeah. At that type of meditator, I suggest you should pay attention to one object. Movement of the footstep. Mindfully, moving, rising, moving, placing, rising, moving, placing. just aware there. Just not.
I'm the one easily to feel the
breath.
Breath.
That is good. You should continue.
But should I do that? Knowing the whole, the breath, the long, the short. Should I still do? Pay attention on that.
Which long? One? That six step also. Which one is suitable?
So far.
Just aware in and
aware of. Aware, the breath always.
It's better. Yeah.
My step is there.
Yeah.
Should
yeah.
I develop the next?
Yeah.
To know the long or.
No need to know the long.
No need.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that sixth step actually is not necessary. You go up each step.
Not right? Already. Really, no. If the mind is wandering a lot.
Oh, when the mind is wandering.
Use the counting method.
Okay.
But sometimes also, no. Meditator just watching in and out breath. Uh-huh. The mind is occasionally distraction again and again. Uh-huh. Because some meditator, they concentrate in and out breath, just watching in and out breath. Uh-huh. So, because of the object is used to his mind, uh-huh. The mind distract again and again. That is look like that. I want to give the example. If you can memorize the Pali chanting, uh-huh. Or your school lesson, you reciting the Iti Bistro Bhagava or Karaniya Mitta Soda or no? Although you are reciting, but you are mind and distract other object. Because you can keep in mind, you can memorize, this object is very useful to your mind. So you are mindfulness is weak and you cannot fully aware on your chanting. Like that way, no? Every day you watch in, out, concentration also not much improvement. Later on, although you are watching in and out breath, the mind is distract occasionally other object. Oh. At that stage, so you should change the technique, knowing the whole breath method, beginning to end. Because you know the mind fully throughout the whole breath, from beginning to end, therefore, your mindfulness increased, less distraction, you can develop the concentration again. Because of that, look like the motor car gear when you're driving. You change the appropriately, on the way, depend on the traffic conditions. Sometimes counting method is useful. Sometimes counting method is not useful. Sometimes knowing the long breath is, long and short is useful. Sometimes just knowing in and out breath is useful. Sometimes knowing the whole breath method is useful. But really, finally, the breath must be the subtle. Yeah, subtle breath. Meditator must get the subtle breath. That way only meditator can concentrate on the subtle breath as one pointless condition.